It is a Mind Food Monday, and I'm absolutely stoked to be joined for the first time by the beauty editor for Mind Food magazine, Nicole Saunders. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Nikki.
Oh, I'm excited. I sort of feel a little underprepared from a beauty perspective, but I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Great. Okay, now, one thing that we're looking at in the April edition of Mind Food magazine is the resurgence of the mask. Now, we're not talking about Halloween. We're talking about masks that you put on that fix your face, aren't we?
Yes.
I've got one I use at home, and it's kind of a clay-based one. Feels quite drying, but could you explain to me the different sorts of masks and what they're meant to achieve?
Well, like you said, there's a huge resurgence with masks at the moment. There's a big trend towards people recreating the spa experience at home. So we're moving away from the mask that you use maybe once in a blue moon when you kind of remember you have it, to masks that we can actually use every day or a few times a week. And we're really looking at masks that cover a whole range of skincare concerns. I think my favourite at the moment is a Shiseido sleeping mask.
Ooh.
And it's this divine jelly texture that you put on after all your other skincare before you go to bed, and you just wake up with this nourished, radiant, deeply hydrated skin.
See, this is the thing, you know, on the whole, obviously you deal with lots of products and a lot of beauty issues. Do we nourish our skins enough, Nicole?
I think the skin can always do with extra nourishment, especially these days. I mean, the environment that we're subjecting our skin to is constantly changing. Pollution is a really big issue these days. It never used to be. Obviously, we all know the sun is a lot harsher than it used to be.
Hey, now, one question. Any of the masks that you looked at in this April edition of Mind Food magazine, did any of them have polyfiller in them?
Oh,
no, that's a joke for people that have old skin. Okay, right, straight over the top. Right, it's Mind Food's 8th birthday, and one of the things that you're doing is you're looking at 8 beauty trends. Give us a couple of the newies that we're dealing with at the moment, Nicole.
Okay, well, yeah, I thought it would be a cool idea for celebrating Mind Food's birthday if we look at how the face of beauty is changing for the better.
Nice.
So I've looked at everything from how we're moving away from that traditional one-size-fits-all approach and moving to more unconventional, I guess, beauty, whether it's different role models that we're seeing facing up, like the likes of Marc Jacobs or L'Oreal. We're just really embracing the fact that beauty comes in all different shapes and sizes.
Thank goodness for that, she cried.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's good. I think people are a bit more proud to be individuals these days, aren't they?
Exactly. And we're seeing beauty brands really embracing this now.
Yes, well, that's good. It's quite refreshing, to be honest with you, because it has felt quite a lot of pressure for quite some time.
Yeah, it is. It has. And, I mean, freckles are beautiful, grey hair's in, tall and short.
Yay, for grey hair!
Yeah, woo-hoo! Exactly.
Hey, Nicole, that's great. Thank you so much. That's obviously lots to look forward to from a beauty perspective in the April edition of Mind Food magazine. Now, next time I talk to you, we're going to be talking about your Mind Food style edition. But you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll catch you next month.
Thanks, Nikki.